from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Harvey now, a Category 1.
The best way I can describe it is a tin can being kicked down the road.
That's the voice of Steve Sims. He's the fire chief of Rockport, Texas, as Hurricane Harvey makes landfall.
I fear we're gonna really see some severe damage. We haven't been able to get out and see what we got going, but it's not looking good.
The fiercest hurricane to hit the U.S. in more than a decade has been downgraded to a Category 1 storm. But by early Saturday, it had already dumped more than 9 inches of rain on some parts of coastal Texas. No deaths were immediately confirmed in the hours after Harvey's arrival, but officials noted emergency crews couldn't get out in many places due to high winds. The U.S. National Hurricane Center is still calling it a life-threatening storm. Yesterday, a rally in San Francisco was called Unite Against Hate in anticipation of rallies that had been scheduled today by groups who might incite similar repercussions to what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, 2 weeks ago. Internationally renowned recording artist MC Hammer is a resident of the San Francisco Bay Area.
Hate is dangerous, and we can't sit back and say, well, let them demonstrate, it'll go away. That's not the way hate operates.
Yes, yes.
So we have to stay on top of it and let it know that it can't be comfortable here in our home.
Well, apparently the preemptive effort worked. Today, the leaders of the right-wing and anti-Marxist groups scheduled to hold rallies in the Bay Area have called the events off. Joey Gibson, founder of the group Patriot Prayer, said the speakers will now be featured at a news conference. This is VOA News. The sound of a funeral in Kabul, Afghanistan this morning as victims of Friday's horrific attacks are laid to rest. Afghan officials raised the death toll from that suicide attack on a Shiite mosque to at least 28 people. More than 50 others were wounded during Friday prayers. Women, children, and two police officers were among the victims. Mourners gathered Saturday to bury the dead inside the mosque compound. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley says President Trump's latest executive order for new financial sanctions against Venezuela is intended to send a message to President Nicolas Maduro. VOA's Margaret Bashir reports from the UN in New York.
The sanctions forbid any dealings in new Venezuelan debt or equity and bar U.S. transactions with Maduro's government and with PDVSA, the state-owned oil company. Ambassador Haley told reporters that since the administration has not seen any progress on returning the country to democracy or an end to the suffering of the Venezuelan people, sanctions are necessary.
We are not going to tolerate the dictatorship he's trying to create, and we're not going to respect the sham assembly.
Venezuela's foreign minister, Jorge Arreaza, was at the United Nations Friday to meet with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres about the situation. He told reporters afterwards that President Maduro has tried hard to have mutually respectful relations with President Trump and said Maduro would be sending Trump a letter soon. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Now, President Maduro himself is firing back today.
Otra vez.
He says, once again, insanity has been unleashed. It's an insanity of anti-Venezuelan hatred, of an anti-Bolivarian envy. That from the White House and the government of the United States, it appears that they keep adding every Friday. Two Fridays ago, the president of the United States, Donald Trump, threatened Venezuela with a military invasion, and now this week, it's sanctions. South Korea's military says North Korea early today fired several short-range projectiles into the sea off the eastern coast. The launch is the first by the North since it test-fired a missile in July that could reach the U.S. Relatives and elders protesting the death of 10 Somali civilians allegedly killed in a raid by Somali and U.S. troops say the bodies of the victims will not be buried until the perpetrators apologize. Holding a news conference after a meeting in Mogadishu on Saturday, more than 300 Somali community leaders and relatives of the dead accused Somali troops accompanied by U.S. military advisors of having killed 10 civilians during a raid on a farm early Friday southwest of Mogadishu. Somali officials initially said Friday that the troops had killed 8 al-Shabaab militants during an overnight operation. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.